If you'd like to listen to the full episode, please subscribe to our newsletter called Venture Notes. And before going into the episode today, here are some benefits about being a Venture Notes Premium member. First of all, do you know that Premium members get their NFT member pass? This NFT will open the door to private access to events, content, and so much more yet to be designed. It's a long journey. The first 50-member Access Pass collection could be considered as the OG collection, the Genesis collection. And second of all, Premium members are also invited to join our early-stage startup syndicate called Olive Capital, where we mostly support pre-seed to Series A startups in the EU and in the US in B2B SaaS, crypto, and consumer tech. We are embracing the model of a media-driven early-stage investor. Please note that Olive Capital does not provide financial advice. You need to carefully consider your own financial situation and take a risk diversification approach. While the return profiles look attractive, members are aware that venture capital is a very difficult asset class where all the invested capital is at risk. And now let's move into the show.
Okay, so hi everyone. So I'm Olivier Desmoulins. I'm the co-founder of Cappuccino. And with me are Edouard, founder of Navily, Kevin from Supermood, and Alex from Cherry VC. I will let you guys introduce yourself a bit more in detail. Let me just introduce the topic of this talk. So the balance between data and creativity. And I think it's an interesting topic for a few reasons, because I believe that in the course of the past years, also the discourse around data might have changed. It's like, I would say like a few years ago, it's like, oh, data would be the gold mine of the North Star of your startup, saying like data always tells the truth, because maybe we were not that advanced in how to use data tools, how to, it was like a new source of information to lead your product or your company. And at the same time, being a big advocate for data, I personally sometimes struggle with like making sense of the data, and also trying to overuse it when the data is just simply not useful, because you don't necessarily have a significant enough amount of data, or sometimes you can just, and it also depends on the type of product you're building, the type of company you're building. For example, I'm more like on the social consumer side, but I guess like building a SaaS might be different. And also it depends on the stage of your company. A pre-seed company might not work the same way as a Series C company, etc. And so we always end up like with like fights with co-founders or product people saying, yes, but the data tells that, but I believe in something else, you know? And so the goal of this talk is like to see how in different companies, under the perspective of different founders or product people or VCs, at sometimes the data is a good tool or indicator for validating some assumption, and at some in some other circumstances, it's better to trust your intuition or your brain or like counterintuitive reasoning sometimes. So that was the introduction. And guys, feel free to introduce yourself. You want to start, Edouard?
Sure, I can start. So yeah, my name is Edward. I'm a co-founder of Navily. We're an app for people who have bought a mix of a TripAdvisor and Booking, and we are on the European scene. I'm in Nice, France. At Navily, I manage everything that I manage all the development of the app and the features, and also as well as the marketing. So I do have I do work a lot with data, and I will leave it at that for the moment. I'll let other people present themselves, and then we'll probably have a lot of topics to discuss.
Kevin, you want to go next?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Olivier. So my name is Kevin. I'm the CEO co-founder of Supermood. We are a people data company. So we get feedback from employees and use this data to make them Appure at Work. I'm a data scientist by training. And since I launched a company, I haven't touched anything related to data myself. So I'm pretty happy to be there to talk about data.
Alexander?
Yeah, thank you for the introduction, Olivier. I'm Alex. I'm part of the investment team at Cherry Ventures. Cherry Ventures is a pan-European investment firm. We are out of Berlin, but also very active in France with Marguerite, my colleague, who unfortunately couldn't join today, but she's based in Paris. We invest in founders at the earliest point in pre-seed and seed, and really want to be a long-term partner. And before joining Cherry myself, I've been a founder, educated in the section between computer science and finance, and built a fintech venture that built pretty much on everything web crawl data. So I'm very happy to talk about the different viewpoints from both perspectives, how we use it in the fundraising, how I used it as a founder, and why I think it's not excluding itself, creativity and data.
Okay. So to begin with, let me start with one question I asked to the three of you. Do you consider you / your company to be data-driven or not? And why? So we want to go first.
You get the mic. Go ahead, Edward.
It's a good question. I would say that we are not exclusively data-driven. We have, I would say that one of the issues of probably of our company is we're not as big as other company. We operate in a niche, and this has an impact on the amount of data that we can have. And also, we're still a young company, so we do have a lot of things that we want to test, and we're less in the optimization phase and more in the learning phase, where there are new things that you want to try, new products that you want to launch, and new features that you want to try that are outside of data decision, pure data decision, that are more like a feeling, like, oh, I feel like users could be interested in that, or I've had a few feedbacks from users that tell me like that they would like this feature. So let's try it. I don't know if it's going to work. Then the data will help us decide whether it's going to work or not. But we're definitely not at the level where all the data is all the decisions are based purely on data.
That might raise another question. And I might ask it. I mean, I mentioned the question now, but then I let Kevin and Alex give the answer. But I think one question that's raised by your answer is also, what do you define as data? Because hearing your previous answer, it might let us assume that data equal quantitative analytics stuff. And I'm personally thinking that only one part of the data, but if you want to reply to that, or maybe we go to the next one.
I'll say I agree. We all often think of as data as big data, or that's the word that comes to mind. But having 10 customers tell you that this is something they would really like to see is data in itself, is already like a valid data point. It's not 10,000 before you have 10,000 people that say the same thing. It takes more time, but it is data. I agree. Kevin, do you wanna jump in on the?
Yes. Thanks for the mic. So at Supermood we have 40 people, and out of those 40 people, we've got 3 people doing only data stuff. And I think it's 5 years we've been in business. We haven't we never took any decision based on data. Informed by data, yes, but where the data won against something else, a business argument or feeling, I think never. And there are two reasons for that. The first thing is, I think as an entrepreneur and as a company, you have to bet against the odds and to try things that are not super logical. And when you grow, you don't have much data actually. And even if you do, this data is not that clean. And so we invested a lot of energy to create a clean data lake, pipe, etc. But even so, when you've got 100 clients, it's actually more efficient to infer line by line what the market tells you than doing a regression or something like this. On the other side, we're people data company. So we sell data, and we get actually data about how people are feeling during transformation in companies. And so we use this data to inform managers and HR to act, and we apply that to ourselves internally. But I think data, as Edouard mentioned, it is taking business decision. It's not something we do, even so we're a data company, and even so we're a 40 people company. Because we actually, go ahead, Alexander, go ahead.
I think it's actually a very interesting opinion that you made and a statement that you made, because I think like making a decision based informed on data, but not solely because of data, is something that resonates also very much with us, right? I think like we, and maybe talking less from an entrepreneurial operator perspective, more from a VC perspective, we also want to make the best decision ever that we could be making. And we would be stupid to neglect all the data that we have, and also be stupid to not be try to get all the data that potentially is there. Might it be the data that is provided by a startup that we are investing, or might it be also by external data that we're trying to implement in our investment process, where we also build a bit of an automated process, not only in the initial screening of a company, but then also in the further DD process, where we try to automate this to a certain extent. But I think like when it comes to making decisions, especially in the very early days of a venture, much from it is driven by the founder's vision, the market, its potential, also more, I'd say, qualitative data points about early customer love and feedback from the customers. And while that obviously all is data, I think it often comes back to a not necessarily gut feeling, but to a subjective opinion of an investor that is ideally based on objective data. But objective data, I do still believe, even though I build a data decision tool prior as a founder, I still believe we're not there yet and can't make it. And that is where also the creativity part comes in the end of the day, because you need to be imaginary and visionary to actually see how a venture or a potential idea could be developing. And that is still why we believe we want to invest in the strongest teams, because they are actually able to A, tell that vision, and B, then also bring that vision into a product to the customers, to the employees they are trying to hire. And that is why I think I can agree with what you actually said, Kevin, and think like, while I would not say we are a data-driven firm, we try to implement data at every touchpoint.
This episode is an excerpt from the full episode that you can find at summit.runwayseries.co. summit.runwayseries.co.